Tonight, our 10-minute speaker is Carlos from San Diego.
My name's Carlos. I'm an alcoholic. And yeah, I did not call Damien. Damien called me today, and he asked me if I would do this. So a little unprepared, but you know, every time I try and do prepare when I go to speak, it comes out kind of crazy anyways. It all just disappears. So, wow, look at all the faces. So, a beginning, middle, and end. That's what I'm going to go with. You know, I started pretty young. I was 13 when I started, when I had my first drink. I remember I got some bad news about my dad. He was a commercial fisherman, and he was 4 days out, and he injured himself on the boat. He almost severed two fingers, and so getting that news, I remember running out of the house, running down where all my friends were hanging out, and they happened to be hanging out with this guy that was old enough to have alcohol or buy alcohol, and he had a 40-ounce. And he said, here, have some of this. This will help. And I remember drinking it and having a couple drinks, and it did. It helped. And I felt better. And so from that point on, I remember just drinking to have fun, you know, party time, yeah. But I didn't really know that I was using it as a coping mechanism. And then from that, in getting into high school, led into drugs, and so just a big coping mechanism is what I could say I drank for. And so as it got ugly, I really didn't feel the need to stop or anything. I just thought that this was the way. You know, drugs and alcohol, all this comes with the territory. So I just kind of pushed through it. But as I got older, you know, I never really wanted a drug or alcohol career. You know, I didn't know that I was going to be, you know, 50, 60, 70 years old and, you know, be in the rocking chair out on the porch, you know, doing bongs and stuff like that. But, you know, that's just not what I wanted. But, you know, as I got older, I could see myself getting there, you know. So I knew I had to quit. So I set a goal for myself for 40. And so 40 years came along, and I was still doing it. And when I tried to quit, I couldn't. I went to my first meeting 12 years ago, and I liked it. You know, I went because I just wanted to be happy again. That's what I remember. Alcohol had brought me down so far that I just wasn't happy. And I remember growing up as a kid, I was always the funny guy, and I wasn't that guy anymore, and I was just really depressed, and I just wanted to be happy again. I just wanted a life back again. So I went to AA, and never really worked it. Tried to get it through osmosis, and that didn't work. But I went I continued to keep going. I went for 5 years, relapsed, and I remember even going drunk and loaded. You know, I'd be still be in meetings. You know, so I just kept going, kept trying. They said keep coming back, so I did. So then, you know, they always say that, you know, it gets worse, never gets better, and it did, and it got so bad that, you know, I just wanted my life to end. And I got real close to that, and that was real scary, and I knew that I had to do something quick. So I went to a rehab. I checked into the Freedom Ranch. Yeah. Yeah, rancher. That's right. You know, George is in the audience. He was the house manager there. And he would come in and he would tell us, only two of you are going to make it, you know, out of 50. And he'd leave the room and everybody would be all pissed off. If I can. The truth is, you know, we can all make it. Yeah, we're all going to make it. But, you know, when I got out, the people just started dropping off like flies. It got to the point where I didn't want to hear about, you know, people relapsing and stuff like that. And so today, that I know of, I'm one of the two. Damon and I are the two that have made it. So talking with George, he says, well, you can relax now. You made it. So I hope that's true. How much time do we got left? Wrap it up.
5 minutes?
Whew. We're getting there. Okay, let me elaborate a little bit more. You know, the middle part, here, let me just slow down real slow. let me see. All right, so I get out of the Freedom Ranch and I start doing the deal. You know, up there, I counted how many meetings I did up there. We did one every day, so for 4 months, I did one every day. And plus, they had three NA meetings. So I did like, I forget how many I did in a year. It was something like over 400 meetings in a year. So I got out and I just kept, as soon as I got out of the ranch, I did 90 and 90 still, you know. And I wanted to be one of the two. You know, when George said that, I would look around the room and I would look for the other person that was gonna, you know, the other guy that was gonna make it, because I knew I was gonna make it. You know, I was one of probably four people that were there voluntarily. You know, I think they were all there. The other guys were there voluntarily. They had a choice. They either could stay in jail, or they could do a 4 month program. And the Freedom Ranch is an easy ride, so it's pretty cake compared to jail. So a lot of them opted just to go there, but you know they were on fire too. I could see it in their eyes. A lot of them were on fire, but you know that's their story. But anyways, you know, I get out. I start, you know, hitting the meetings, still doing a good job and everything. And how many more minutes? So I get in a routine and I start finding all the meetings in San Diego that I like, and I had one for every day but like Tuesday, and that was my day off of going to meetings, and I stayed like that for a couple years, and then it dwindled down. I'd start, you know, lose one here and there, and then I find I'm comfortable with one or two meetings a week, and I'm all right with that. I still work the steps. I do them every year. I have a sponsor that I work with. You know, today the difference is, of course, I'm, you know, I finally got happy. You know, that got my happiness back. I'm employable, you know. My first year of sobriety, when I got out of the ranch, I couldn't get a job. And that was hard, because for me, I'm wired, you know, as a male, I'm wired to, I want to be the person that brings home the bacon, you know, and, you know, the supplier and all that. And I couldn't do that. And I couldn't do it for the longest year. So it was really, it really hurt. And so I just ended up taking it, any job that I could. And it was a starting point for me. And then I just worked my way up, and I kept, I went and got my GED. I wanted a good enough job where they were going to do a background check and, you know, have some credentials. So I got my GED. And today, I work at one of the biggest hospitals in San Diego. and that is quite an accomplishment. I'm going to stay there, hopefully, for the rest of my life. The benefits are awesome. So with that, I also work at another place. My brother owns a machine shop. I work there also. So that is in quite the demand right now. So my girlfriend that we almost didn't make it. So now that I'm sober, we're doing good. I'm finally an asset, not a liability anymore. And June 29th, we're getting married. So that's awesome. So, you know, my birthday is August 1st. I will have 7 years. I'm doing good. All my friends, I mean, I have other friends that are on Facebook from school and stuff like that, but all the friends that I hang out with today are in AA. You know, we find that common camaraderie, you know, and there's a lot of fun to be out there. You know, I love to fish. We do that a lot. You know, friends in AA, we go fishing. We do a lot of stuff. We go shooting. You know, there is a lot of fun in AA. So how much time? That's it? That's about it. Thank you.
Thank you.